Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Almost there. You can almost smell the weekend.
What is that? I wonder what that smell was.
No, that's mold, but I mean, you know.
Okay, I guess.
In the picture I try to paint in the mind of the listeners, yes. Using words,
yes.
It's like I'm trying to say the weekend is very close. Hang in there. 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Let me give you your code word so that you can get hooked up with VIP tickets to Oktoberfest. That is happening this Saturday and next Saturday at the World Equestrian Center. And this is VIP, baby, the VIP lounge. You put your feet up. They give you a foot massage. They bring you food. All right, maybe not the massage. But the rest of it, it's all good. Half-liter beer stein, and including your first pour. So right now, you need to text Bratwurst to 20357. Message and data rates apply. We'll have a new code word tomorrow. But today's code word. Bratwurst, B-R-A-T, Bratwurst, W-U-R-S-T. So text Bratwurst to 20357. I remember when I was a little kid,
yeah.
I said, why would you eat anything that ends in worst?
That makes sense.
You know?
That's logical
like,
thinking.
Yeah. Why? Why,
I want,
Mom?
How about the brat best?
Mm-hmm.
Or the best brat.
Ooh, gross. Mm. I haven't had one in a while, actually.
Yeah, sounded good.
It sounded very good.
I'm getting hungry talking about it.
I think I might have one Saturday.
There you go.
So-called policy experts at the Libertarian Cato Institute, known for its defensive open borders, are admitting that Senator J.D. Vance is correct when he says immigration increases housing prices for Americans.
What do you know?
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. We don't want to blame immigrants for higher housing prices, but we do want to blame Kamala Harris for letting in millions of illegal aliens into the country, which does drive up cost. Vance said that in the vice presidential debate. 25 million illegal aliens competing with Americans for scarce homes is one of the most significant drivers of home prices in the country. It's why we have massive increases in home prices that have happened right alongside massive increases in illegal alien populations under Kamala Harris's leadership. On Wednesday, the Cato Institute's Alex Norite published a piece titled J.D. Vance is Correct. Immigration increases housing prices, and that's okay, where the libertarian admits high levels of immigration drive up housing prices. Yeah, but, you know, their perspective is that's okay.
Unless you're trying to buy a house.
Especially when the interest rates are high, and at the same time, maybe, I don't know, trying to feed a family or something, and food costs are still incredibly high. All right. And then there's going to be, there is, the big longshoreman strike. Right. Yeah, you're not going to feel the impacts for a little while, but the problem is when they get back to work, you know, you could feel the impacts for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that could be handled if we had a president who was present.
Yeah.
Who would say, all right, we're going to enact, Taft-Hartley. You have to go back to work. That'll create an 80-day period where we can get the powers that be together to hammer out a contract. And they would, I think, if you had, you know, a proactive president who really cared. It is interesting. Does this add to evidence of my theory that Biden is still butt sore from getting kicked out of the election, basically? A soft coup.
Yes.
I think he's still butt hurt, and I brought up statements that he has made along those that would back that up.
Mm-hmm.
Jib jabs on Kamala without, you know, going over the line because he probably made an agreement. He's probably getting something in return for going quietly into the night. So, but still, his ego drives him. And I wonder if maybe he's going to let the strike go a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let people feel the pain and that leave Kamala hanging in the wind.
Could be.
And would it be beyond a Biden to say, hey, I'd rather have, you know, scorched earth than no earth at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. 43 million viewers watched the VP debate.
That's a lot.
I thought it was. I thought it was. But when they line it up with the last 12 debates. Okay. This is, prior to Tuesday, the 11 vice presidential debates from 1976 to 2020 averaged about 46.5 million viewers.
Oh, okay.
So this ranges in the lower end overall. If you compare them all, it's fourth from the bottom, the fourth least watched. Which, looking at numbers, I thought that was a pretty good number until you look at. But still, listen to this, because everybody carried it. A lot of people carried it. So, the people watched it, from CBS affiliates. That was over 9 million viewers. That is awesome. In other words, these are viewers that normally, actually buy some of the malarkey that they're selling.
Sure.
Okay. So that was good. That it was exposed to say those people are scratching their heads going, why do they hate this J.D. Vance? Gosh, he seems to be very much in command of issues and policies, speaks well, seems like a very upbeat guy. He's not really picking on the other guy. He's very cordial.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they hate this guy? What's going on here? So that's good. 9 million viewers.
Yeah.
Fox was second with 7.69 million. Okay, I don't think you have to get any of those. They're already locked in, I think. And then ABC with 6 million. Huge. Again, that's 6 million people who believe ABC, and they saw it with their own eyes.
Sorry about
NBC,
that.
NBC, 5 million. They believe in NBC? Wow. Those are 5 million possible converts. MSNBC, 4.65 million. That's huge for them.
It is.
And that's huge maybe for Trump. Because, again, they were exposing their bias, clearly in the way that they ran this debate, but also J.D. Vance, you get to hear it in his own words, not filtered through ABC, CBS, NBC, or MSNBC. CNN brought 3 million. And Fox Broadcast, not Fox News, but brought 2.42. Fox Business brought in some. Anyway, the point here is it was great exposure for the Republican Party, for the policies of the Republican Party, and for the new rising star, the face, the future face of the Republican Party, J.D. Vance.
We touched on it yesterday because I'd gotten the text regarding, and I wonder what you think. Do you think that there are those who maybe, while they would not vote for Kamala, they would vote for Trump, even though maybe they're not a fan of his? Do you think this maybe gave a little boost to the party a little bit?
Yes, it's people that are considering either not voting or holding their nose and pulling the lever for Trump,
right,
saying, I just wish Trump would do or say X, Y, or Z, or not say X, Y, or Z.
Usually.
And then J.D. Vance comes out and people go, oh, yeah, that's what I needed. That's what I needed. I needed someone like him. I needed to hear not just what he was saying, but how he was saying it.
Right.
That's what I needed. Now I'm all in. Let's make America great again. God bless America, and we need it. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, what's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do be a caller and call now. 877-975-9825.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Houthi militants,
Hamas,
a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS,
Russian and Iranian arms trade,
North Korea,
China.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now.
Time to air it out. What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 720. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? Call in. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Biscuit. What's bugging you?
Oh, good morning, Bob. I tell you what, this union boss up there with the Teamsters, you know, the guy's saying he's going to crush America. We need to pay. All this other stuff. Now, in my opinion, that's commie talk. And second of all, when the prices go up on everything, because they want 70% increase, are we going to be blaming the big corporations? Or are we going to blame this guy who gets over $1 million with bonuses and benefits a year, owns a mansion, a yacht, and a Bentley? Are we going to go after that guy? No. Why? Because Biden's probably getting kickbacks from this.
He bugs me. Every time I hear this guy talk, he just makes me more angry.
You don't have to call it a kickback. Most union dues, over 90% that are given for political, I think it's 95 even, 95% goes to Democrat candidates. Yeah. So if you go full circle, who created inflation to where people beg for a raise? The Democrats. Yeah. Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, I want to say first, thank God that we have Ron DeSantis. It's like, I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about Helene. Okay, yes, Biden could fix the strike, but waiting 5 or 6 days to even deploy the military to North Carolina, they were trying to hire private helicopters to rescue people. And the governor made them wait 3 days to get permission to go help rescue people. I mean, thank God we have Ron DeSantis, because we are prepared. North Carolina is not with that Democratic governor.
You're right.
No, we had National Guard up there quick helping out. So,
yeah. And allowing other private citizens to be part of that effort.
Yep.
Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is my dad's friend, who's the pilot for about 50-plus years. He has a ceremony. He passed away. He has a ceremony way up in extreme northeast Georgia, and I found out about this like 6 weeks ago before the hurricane. So I'm just, what's bugging me is I'm struggling to muster the gumption to drive 400 miles up and back, but, you know, I really need to be there. So I just don't want to drive through 400 miles of hurricane ravaged terrain. So, yep. So I'm still figuring that one out. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. See if you can get any information to make sure that you are going to be able to kind of get through and the conditions of the town and all that. But let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
It's bugging me. I've been in touch with a lot of my old shooting buddies from North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, and they keep echoing the same statement. Where the hell is the federal government? You got nothing out there. It's been a week. Come on, guys. Get off the pot. Do your job.
Well, look, when it comes to search and rescue, they have to be deployed immediately. But FEMA doesn't operate necessarily on, immediately. They're not pre-staged. And I'm not making excuses for them, but I'm telling you, when people are warned about a pending disaster, they say, okay, be prepared and have X amount of days of water and food. Now, I guess the exemption can be made that this is unprecedented, especially like up in those, you know, mountainous areas. They've had flash floods, but nothing compared to this. So it's unprecedented on every level. And but you're right. I think in some ways they could have reacted better. Tom, what's bugging you?
Well, good morning. I guess we're into the year two of Jack Smith
and his hanging judge theory. And somebody needs to tell me how many taxpayer dollars have been spent giving this salary to Mr. Smith when the one that was done on Biden took, oh, I don't know what, 2 weeks? Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Oh, lots of taxpayer money being wasted, no doubt about it. Good morning, Jackie. What's bugging you?
I am so upset to learn this morning that FEMA does not have enough money to help our hurricane victims because Biden and Harris have borrowed it to give to illegal aliens.
I'm not.
Well, that was the story where they actually have moved some money from FEMA to other areas over the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, okay, so. Yeah. Now, yeah. I'm sorry, I do recall that. Yeah, now they're just going to, borrow from Peter to pay Paul, whatever.
Yeah, but they're both broke, and they both have a deficit, Peter and Paul.
Yeah.
So
what else is new? Look,
good point.
Look, we were trillions of dollars in debt when we opened the borders wide open. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And, gee, what could possibly go wrong, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Biscuit. This Teamster strike, one of the worst catastrophes you had in the Southeast. And I'm not so upset with the Teamster leader or whatever, the union leader. It's all the lemmings that went along with it just because they want a couple more shekels. Well, you know what? Here's something these lemmings don't understand. They're probably fully vaxxed and probably fully boosted. That money's not going to last them a long time. But they have dishonored this country. They've said that, we don't care about our countrymen. All we care about is ourselves. And it just goes to show you, people can complain about the government all they want, but it's the people. Half of this nation hates the other half, and we see it in their actions. And all I can say is bless their hearts. I hope they really figure it out before they die suddenly. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, they want to try to fight automization. And good luck with that.
You
owned a buggy company and cars were coming. You owned a horse stable, cars are coming. I get it. But you can't do that protectionism of jobs. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you're right about the automation. They're trying to force automation not to happen. So everybody better get ready for that. And as far as what's going on up there in the Carolinas, like the lady said earlier, they got plenty of money to send all around the world to perpetuate wars. They can't take care of their own people, and Kamala wants to give $750 to each of the people up there. $750, they're giving the illegals thousands and thousands of dollars to take the jobs that aren't going automated. So, it's a big mess.
No.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, China and the big bucks going to universities. We probably put an end to that, right? No, we haven't. Details coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
The clock
in this time
is ticking down.
This is the time.
To November.
The choice of this election could not be more stark.
We have some hard work ahead of us.
Every minute, the news is changing.
I will deliver the greatest economy in the history of the world.
We fight for a future.
And history will be made.
It's always a consequential president that gets shot at.
The Sky is the station for election 2024.
It's going to be a battle.
Now is the time.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. It's 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Oktoberfest is this Saturday and the following Saturday at World Equestrian Center. And we've got your VIP tickets. And what you need to do is text the word Bratwurst to 20357. Message and data rates apply. We'll have a new code word tomorrow, but today's code word is Bratwurst, Bratwurst. Just text that to 20357, and good luck on that. This is another one of those very frustrating stories that is going to rub you the wrong way. And it has to do with big money coming from foreign entities and finding its way into our, you know, colleges and universities and having an influencing effect. Now, this new report comes 4 years after landmark reports by the Trump's Department of Education. You know, Betsy DeVos headed that up.
Yep.
And along with the Clarion Project, they revealed billions of dollars in foreign money were flowing into American universities, much of it from hostile powers like China and others. This is a study that just came out from the National Association of Scholars. It revealed that the flow of foreign money from adversarial countries into our universities, the NAS report, is entitled Shadows of Influence, Uncovering Hidden Foreign Funds to American Universities. Huge amounts of undisclosed foreign funding might be, they say, one reason for the shockingly large pro-Hamas movement that erupted on American campuses after the October 7th atrocity. When American college students stump for foreign terrorist organizations and authoritarian governments, we must wonder where and how they receive such propaganda. The hundreds of millions spent by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Iran, China, and Russia are a good place to begin the search, they said. The report author, Neetu Arnold, she pointed to heavy funding from Qatar as a focal point behind the spread of pro-Hamas propaganda on American higher education. She first warned in 2022 that Qatar's financial investments in American universities led to compromises on freedom of expression to appease Qatar's authoritarian government. Because the Qataris are bitter foes of Israel and they're major backers of the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctioning. It's an anti-Israel movement, and they're big time behind that. Qatar has donated billions of dollars to American universities, huge donations, much of which went unreported. Some of the research ties the Trump administration education landmark investigation in 2020, which found that universities were reporting only a fraction of what they received. Okay, so the education department was very lax about investigating these donations. Then Trump took office, appointed Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, and they started to crack down on that, see what was happening.
Well, I'm sure they continued that through the Biden administration.
No, absolutely not. In fact, the Biden-Harris Education Department shut down its foreign funding database.
Wow.
That was supposed to be tracking this stuff this past summer.
So if you don't track it, it didn't happen, right?
Yep. Once universities knew the Biden Department of Education would no longer investigate underreporting, some universities stopped reporting altogether.
Wow.
And the author of this study, and I'm sorry, I said it was a she. It's Neetu Arnold from NAS, the National Association of Scholars, is a male, and I got that confused. Anyway, he suggested you could have a simple transparency kind of reform, making all donor names public and conducting regular audits of universities to ensure they're disclosing all foreign funds, and give it some teeth by imposing stiff fines on universities that fail to meet disclosure compliance. Yep. And if there ever is a desire to strengthen American security, then they'll have a roadmap and maybe how to do that, and they'll overcome the lobbying power of higher education and foreign governments. Yeah, they're not going to give these billions of dollars and expect nothing in return. Nothing in return. Of course, they want their brand of propaganda promoted in some way, shape, or form on the campuses. Yeah, they want to mold and get their way into young minds. Absolutely. Look, a lot of this stuff is taking the long road. They look at these things in terms of decades. Instead of, as Americans, we look at things in terms of days and weeks.
Right.
But it's a serious issue. It was being tracked, and you know, soon to hopefully be dealt with in some way, shape, or form under the Trump administration. Once Biden got in there, he just pulled the plug on it. Like, yeah, I don't care about, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, if I'm not going to disclose how and where I got all my foreign money.
Sure.
I'm not going to make the universities do it, I guess.
You know, it's kind of like this is the same analogy, kind of like, you know, we've been hearing the story for the last month or so, how violent crime is down. Well, yeah, when you don't prosecute criminals mm-hmm. and you turn all those felonies into misdemeanors, then crime is down. So, you know, obviously, if you don't report this money, then it just doesn't exist.
And didn't we as Americans, didn't we all look at what was unfolding on the college campuses and we go, wait a second.
Yeah.
There's always 4, 5, 10 nutbags on any campus, right?
Right.
But you had hundreds at some of the most prestigious schools and they were actively anti-Semitic,
mm-hmm.
pro-Hamas, not just pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas in many cases. And you scratch your head and go, you always expect a handful of weirdos. You know, that hate America, and America's always wrong, and everything we've ever did was wrong. But the numbers certainly have grown, haven't they?
Follow the money trail.
Follow the money once again. Yeah.
Depending who we don't want to offend, because, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up.
Hey, you ever heard the term mansplaining?
Oh, yeah.
Mansplain it.
It's when a guy tells a woman something very simple, like he thinks she doesn't understand.
Which is what? Isn't that derogatory toward the male? For mistreating the woman.
Exactly,
in other words,
yes. Don't act like I'm stupid. I just speak the words and, don't mansplain.
So if you're called a mansplainer or whatever, that's not a compliment.
No.
That's derogatory.
Yes.
You know, but if you say something, whatever the female version of that would be, well, that'd be unacceptable, especially, you know, in public, in the broadcast field, I would think, right? But according to the so-called talent at MSNBC.
Oh, they have talent now?
Mansplaining knows no gender boundaries. They argued was on display by Republican presidential nominee J.D. Vance during Tuesday's debate. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow and Nicole Wallace, Vance attempted to mansplain, a term typically used to describe how a man talks down to a woman if done condescendingly.
What would Rachel Maddow come into that category?
Well.
Sorry.
Well, now. Now you just made it complicated. Now you just made it very complicated. In other words, they turned the tables. They tried to mansplain to him, but then he countered with the truth, facts, and that's when they wanted to cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do with illegal immigration, and by the way, he was 100% right. It's all been checked out, and he was 100% right.
Imagine that.
Yeah. This is Nicole Wallace says, can I say something about the moderators? They did a great job.
Oh.
And they also used their mic muting power. We spent a lot of time on it before the debate. I actually think if you're a woman, that might be the worst moment J.D. Vance had because he was going to mansplain right over the mute button. And again, I don't pretend to know how everyone will react to this. I think that a lot of women in positions of authority that should command respect just by virtue of that dynamic will see themselves and some dude that disrespected them and talk over them.
Here's the disrespect and taking control is when she looked at him and held her hand up and said, we have things to get to.
Yeah.
You mentioned it yesterday. The attention was on them, not the candidates. We have an agenda. We have things we have to get to. So you need to stop talking now.
Yeah. You don't even notice the officials, you know, in engaging in the rules in a sports event when you don't really see them or talk about them after the game. That means they probably did a good job. They don't want to be. At the center of it, you want the competition. Same thing with this debate. You wanted to hear each person debate whatever the policy issue that comes up. And all they're supposed to do is literally moderate, just give out the question. And yes, keep some semblance of time and things like that. But it was clear they did it in an extremely obnoxious, overbearing way.
Well, his point was, okay, you're starting the fact-checking thing on me now. Let's clarify the real status of these people.
Right.
If you're going to fact-check me and make me wrong, let's get the facts out here. That's all he was trying to do.
And usually mansplain is when you oversimplify something because you think that person's capacity is limited. He talked about things that's not widely talked about, how the Biden administration manipulated some of the existing rules and changed mm-hmm. them to fit their agenda.
Yep.
And he didn't oversimplify it. If anything, they did that and didn't want to hear the real answer.
Exactly.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Open borders advocates admit J.D. Vance is right about several things. Nice. We'll get into that coming up. We've got a lot more. Oh, we've got some special guests coming up. Carl Zalek will be with us in a little bit. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. And top story, it's a meme.
Really?
Well, it's not a top story, but...
It's a good one, though,
It is today's meme of the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Picture Obama in a thoughtful moment.
Yeah.
I need a VP dumber than me. Picture then Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And he says, I need a VP dumber than me.
Yeah.
Then there's a picture of Kamala looking thoughtfully out into the air.
Uh-huh.
I need a VP dumber than me.
Wow.
And then a picture of what looks very much like Don Rickles, but is not.
Yes.
That is Tim Walz. Uh-huh. All wide-eyed and crazy looking.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see
this? So that's your meme of the day.
Did you see the story on the analysis? I don't know who was doing it. They didn't like Vance's beard, but they thought that his wide-eyed look, meaning Walz, was somehow a positive or something. I mean...
They literally said... that Vance's beard was conveying aggression.
Ooh.
Conveying aggression.
Because he has a beard.
Yes.
Okay.
Would they say that about a Muslim?
Ooh.
Would they say that about an Amish man?
Ooh.
Right?
Wow.
Because
good
the
point.
Amish
yeah.
tend to not be aggressive.
Not so much now.
By their very nature and beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But he's not
but
them.
J.D. Vance.
He's aggressive.
He's a hillbilly with a beard.
Yeah. He done good,
better
though.
Watch yourself. yeah. And then noting physicality differences, they noted that, Governor Tim Walz, his wide eyes, which you might describe as a bit crazy or nervous.
Uncle Fester.
Or weird. Or, yes. But in their minds, his wide eyes displayed his passion.
No, he looked like he was scared, the deer in the headlights, like he was panicked. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, passion would not be...
No.
And just really, remove all political, just show a picture of him, with his wide eyes.
No.
And say, describe that look. And I think passion would not even appear on the top 25.
So, ladies, if that's how your husband looked at you... And you thought, wow, that looks passionate. No, not happening.
Yeah, if his eyes are bugging out of his head, he really means, hey, man, let's let's go to the other room.
Mm.
No.
No.
I don't think so. A political story analyzing body language from Tuesday night's vice presidential debate concluded that. That's the problem with the body language is mm-hmm. you bring in an expert that is going to tend to maybe...
Agenda?
Possibly.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, it's like a witness in a court case, like a professional witness.
On your
an
side.
Expert
yeah.
witness.
Yes, right.
The charge is maybe a small fee.
Well, Dr. Phil had one on, ironically, and he didn't concur with those descriptions.
Well, look, everybody, if you saw any part of the debate, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. But just by the very nature of not behavior, it's not behavior, that you have a beard.
No.
I mean, that's just, your beard or you're bald or the color of your hair or, your ears sticking out.
But these are the people who, go down that whole toxic masculinity road, I'm sure.
Well, they've done some studies and there is something attached to that masculinity or
trust.
Men with beards.
Yeah.
Men without beards feel... like men with beards somehow are going to or want to dominate them or something. There is a...
Well, there has been a thing with some sales, in some sales programs, they don't like bearded men because it... That, and we've seen that with some newscasters. Some networks don't like beards. It's, at least they used to be, because it was a, they didn't trust you, like you're hiding something. You know?
Hiding something. That's exact. That's from my mother's generation.
Right.
But today, you look around, beards are mainstream, big time. And but yeah, that's what they, what do you cover? It's a sense of you're covering up.
Yeah. I mean, the young dude's got a beard and a man bun. That's not very threatening.
Well, yeah, but okay.
Yeah. Just saying.
But of all the things that are important today, they have to say the beard is conveying aggression. That's bizarre. Yep. They talked about his behavior, began their analysis with Vance's beard, which he said matters. In his analysis, he claimed that to women particularly, a beard can appear to be more threatening, conveying what he described as aggression and opposition to feminist ideals. This is an article that was authored by Joe Navarro, a supposed body language expert who worked with the FBI, and he went through 8 body language cues from the debate. He touted his time with the National Security Division's Elite Behavioral Analysis Program, and that's what he began his analysis with, Vance's beard. That's hilarious. Is that all you got? Is what I would say. But that sounds threatening. Let's go to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Charlie, you're on the air.
Morning, Bob, from beautiful Ocala, Florida. I just want to say that when Trump is on a Zoom call with China or Iran and the tough talking happens, I don't want a knucklehead looking over his shoulder. I want that aggressive bearded man with them piercing blue eyes looking at him saying, "We're not doing this anymore." And that's what I got to do today.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Yes, he's a knucklehead.
Tim Walz.
Yeah.
Who would have a sterner presence?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that J.D. Vance would command a certain amount of that even if he didn't have a beard.
Yes.
He does have a certain commanding presence.
A demeanor, just like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in general, he doesn't come off aggressive.
No.
Even when he's like taking control of a conversation, he's a little softer spoken. Then he lets it build a little bit as he takes control. He's very methodical in it, but he's very smooth, and it comes off well.
Here's what happens in society and or just inside someone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet somebody who truly possesses a sense of confidence, not of cockiness or not fake confidence based on insecurities. When they truly have a sense of confidence, they are going to have an air and a presence about them. And J.D. Vance clearly possesses that. So, of course, the left sees that and feels that as threatening. All right. Coming up next, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek will be joining us right here on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.